Anyway, West Side Steve is in the studio with us here, and West Side Steve.
Good morning, America.
Yeah, you have a little ditty you'd like to share with us.
Yes, is that right? Seeing as how this is the first day of my broadcast career.
Yeah, congratulations. How do you think it's going so far?
You're the boss.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, hey, listen. I still think we're going off the air, regardless of how good you're doing here. All
right. Hey, maybe the guys at Salem are going to listen to this show and call up and say, "Hey, we've gone the wrong way."
Well, in that case, don't sing that. Maybe if you hit a few courses of Kumbaya, you've got a shot at staying on.
Oh, blinding light.
All right, go ahead, all right.
This is a little song that I wrote, and it's about all of our friends here at WHK that we've grown to love over the last few years, and well, last couple of years anyway. This is called The Gunfight at the HK Corral. Slap this together in the car on the way up, On the shores of old Lake Erie, in a rusty steel town, there once were gladiators wearing orange, wearing brown. And there used to be some airwaves, and that was somewhere back in time, where the sportsmen used to verbalize, and a fan could speak his mind. But then the carpetbaggers, Peter Franklin, Peter Brown, and the evil Mr. Modell, took the cash and left the town. Now the dog pound's standing empty, and the fans no longer smile. You see, the sports talk had been laid to waste by the bad men down the dial. Yeah, they say that Billy Needle, well, he can bore a man to death, and I've seen people crumble just from Trivisano's breath. And the mothers speak a Cindelar to frighten the children in their bed, and grown men have been blinded by the glare off Brenda's head. And no one helped the fans at all, not Bob Costas, not the Babe, till a lawman came from the eastern shores. He was Sheriff Pat McCabe. Now old Pat strapped on his six guns, and he called his deputies, his paisano Tony Rizzo, and his sidekick Ronnie B. Kendall Lewis was among the men who would win the city back. The Dairy Boys and AJ, Phone Boy Paul and Andersack. And they needed a gunfighter, someone tough and quick and mean. So they called out for the best of all, the one and only Kid Levine. And the showdown was on Main Street, and the high noon sun it glowed. Old Brenda took off running, and Needle never showed. Well, Cindelar just hung his head, he just couldn't take the chance. Mike Wolf turned and walked away, Trivisano peed his pants. And then somewhere from the shadows, there came a sneak attack. It was the California preacher man that shot the good guys in the back. Now people tell the legend of the bravest of them all, of Sheriff Pat and Kid Levine, but that's not why I called. So listen to me, children, and the story that I tell. It's a tale of betrayal. It's the day the giant fell.
Good heavens. Huh? Excellent. Excellent. Wow. We love it.
Yes.
We love it. Thank excellent.
You. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here every night.
Even Lou Santini was called from the buzzard's roost over there. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Wow, I wish you had like 12 more. I wouldn't have to talk.
I can do this 12 more times.
What other keys. Well, listen, I was speaking figuratively. All right. Well, thank you very much. West Side Steve in the studio here.